Hey, everybody, this is Burl Love, co-host of the That's So Cincinnati podcast. What you're about to listen to is some bonus material from our interview with Jeff Ruby and Brittany Ruby Miller. They were talking about what we can expect when they move Jeff Ruby's signature steakhouse from 7th Street to its new location at Fountain Square. They're going to walk us through some of the private dining rooms and what we can expect there. So take a listen.
So there's going to be these different rooms and different experiences.
Yes.
In the new one.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. For private events. Because now you have like two, right?
Right. And I think that's the main, I don't know if I articulated this or not, but the horseshoe bar that we have, the stage, all of that, as amazing as 7th Street is, we didn't have this, you know, we didn't have the space to do what type of restaurant we've been building in other cities. And so, anyways, I just want to say that because I still think the look and feel is going to be very similar, but it's just going to have an elevated. And the rooms, as you said, we didn't have the ability to do as many private rooms as we wanted. And that's his time to shine. So, again, writing the story or coming up with a theme for each room. And so why don't you tell him, I don't want to steal your thunder here on each room. Welcome. So
Brittany said that I want this to be your legacy restaument. You know, we were born.
Although we got more restaurants in him, so he's not going anywhere anytime soon. Right. However, I said we got more restaurant. You got more restaurants in you. But
well,
this is a.
But this is. We've got some beautiful. But we never could do our prototypical because our prototypical came later.
Right. Yeah.
And the first place I did with the stage and all was the
his
was
hometown
the
needs
was
to
the
be
waterfront.
The shining
said,
star.
This is where we all agree. My kids were born here, and this is our headquarters are here, and our legacy restaurant should be here. Our this should be where, not, you know, because some of these other restaurants we've got are incredible, but we had the space to do it. And Dad, I want this to be your legacy restaurant. So that's why we did it, really. So we could move over there and do the thing. We can do our thing down on 7th Street, but we did pretty well, but this is going to be different. So we got a room called the Gatsby Room, and it takes you back to the movie. The first one, the second one wasn't too good. So it's Art Deco. We did it in Lexington. It's a gorgeous room, and it's going to be very similar to Lexington. But we have
the carpet's the strike-off from the scene in the movie.
Yeah, the strike-off from the movie. The carpet came from the movie. Not the exact, but the same strike-off. We got it. We have a very good designer in Chicago. He's done thousands of restaurants, and he's got good resources. So we've got a room called we got the Jeff Ruby room. We didn't do a Jeff Ruby room in Lexington, so I didn't want to because Lexington's known for bourbon, UK basketball, now football, UK, and horse racing. And so I did a breeder's room, and we did a wildcat room, and we did the
bourbon room.
The bourbon room. Yep. And they're beautiful.
So for our listeners that can't see, I have to point out that you've got a UK ring on right now that's as big as like a Volkswagen Beetle.
Well,
so yeah, I can see the love and connection for UK.
So we did those rooms. I said, but I said we don't
moving
we,
right
we, we don't have the space to do.
He always gets trapped. He's like, it's hard. Are you a UK fan? You a Louisville fan? You a Columbus fan? No, Ohio State? Are you?
This is the Louisville National Championship.
And it's like,
from the
so he just has
year.
One of each kind of on the fingers because it's like your favorite kid. How can you say?
Yeah. Right.
You know.
So.
So he was moving right along.
So
on
there
that
was
question.
No, there was
well
no.
Played, though.
It was more important to do a bourbon room and all those, than a Jeff Ruby room. So here we're doing a Jeff Ruby room, and
was the first
can I, Jeff.
Wait,
can I tell
wait,
him?
Wait, wait, wait. Was the first Jeff Ruby room ever at Club Claw?
There was a Jeff
they
Ruby room.
They named the
there.
Room after me. Yes. They
oh
named
God.
That room after
I
me.
Think that might
yeah,
have been
that
the
was
first
Scott.
Jeff Ruby room.
Scott, I mentored, and although he taught me a lot too, he opened Claw and he had a room, his gourmet room, his prestigious room.
Oh, the VIP special. Yeah. If you made it into the Jeff Ruby room,
he had
then,
Tara Reid there.
And we're going to get Burl to tell those stories later.
He had Tara Reid there, and I'm sitting there, took a picture with her. He had Nixon. He had all this. You know. Anyway, so we did
the
can
legacy
I tell
room.
Them.
You got the legacy room. Tell them about the legacy room.
Can I tell them what's featured in some of these rooms? Or,
yeah.
Or,
yes,
or
no? Please.
Okay.
It's a sneak
the Jeff
peek.
Ruby room.
This might be a two-part podcast.
The Jeff Ruby
our
room.
Our producer Phil over there, he's sweating over
he's
there
dying,
right now.
I know. No, I'm trying to keep him on track.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
The Jeff Ruby room, the floor will be lit, a lighted floor of onyx. So I've never done a lighted floor in a room.
Evidently, no one has, and so we had to find a way to figure it out.
It was very. It's going. It's a $65,000 floor.
Hey, Cut.
Okay, cut.
This is my favorite thing.
Thank you.
I'm like, in my head.
Let's keep that out.
Keep what you want.
What it's worth. I'm sure you got a deal on it.
It's worth $65,000. I was like, can I ask how much the piano cost? But then he just tossed it out. I was like, is it rude to talk about money? Like, I was like, am I going to go there? But go, you go.
I don't think there's anything wrong getting people hyped up. But it wasn't retail. You don't get floors retail. You have to build them.
Right.
So
you're not going to the Home Depot and picking out an onyx floor.
The walls are made of cigar tobacco leaves. Actual cigar tobacco leaves, you know, and
in the Ruby Room,
yeah, because my designer said, "You're a cigar smoker, let's do that." I said, "Okay." None of these ideas were mine. I don't like doing things that aren't my ideas unless they're better than my ideas, and these were better.
And so, to be honest, you didn't even want a Jeff Ruby Room, even now when we're picking out the pictures, he's putting these random pictures in there. I'm like, "Where are the pictures of you, your childhood, your accomplishments?" He's like, "I don't want any pictures in there of me." I'm like, "Too bad, then I'm taking this project over." And my assistant and I did it, and we're going to surprise him.
Yeah. Oh, we got a Jeff Ruby Room in Nashville, and there's a picture of me, but it's Sammy Davis, and it's Frank. It's all the things that I like. But anyway, so we got that. We've got a legacy room. The legacy room is going to take you back in time, and what I said, you know what? I want to pay tribute to some of the people that really should get credit for where we are and what we have in this city, you know? And so we got, I'm picking out people. We're going to original portraits made, and we're going to dedicate this room to them. A lot of people don't know who these people are, and a lot of people knew who they were, but they didn't know they were Cincinnatians. So, of course, you got James Gamble, and you got William Proctor. They have a company, Procter & Gamble, I think, has been a very helpful thing for the city. Interesting thing about that, ironically, it's kind of like the Torchieres going with the piano. We wind up with the entrance to James Gamble's room on Work Road in Western Hills from 1867, and that's the entry into the room, James Gamble's actual entry.
Okay, record scratch moment here. How do you obtain the entrance?
Mike Williams, wood nickel. Okay, next.
Okay, wow. 100%. Was it just sitting there covered with dust for 15 years, he finally had a buyer, he saw you come in?
He bought it.
Yeah. Okay?
He bought it, and when he gets things that he know, he calls me before he sells it to anybody.
All right. Gotcha.
It is a treasure trove in there. I was just in there.
It really is.
We got a great artist, a mural, Frank Stanton. Wait till you see the mural. But he did the portraits too. So Bernie Kroger, how about him? Okay. Well, then I got to think.
I heard he did pretty well for himself.
I go online and I'm looking who. There's a woman called Jenny Davis Porter, an African-American woman from the first African-American to get a PhD at University of Cincinnati. Nobody knows that. And she did the school. She opened up schools here for, you couldn't get an education if you were African-American back in 18, you know. So we got her on there, okay. And Neil Armstrong, ever hear of him? He's from Cincinnati. He walked on, Steven Spielberg, $35 the most top grossing director in history in Hollywood. It's from Cincinnati.
So there's 17 total in that room?
There's 70. I didn't want to make, you know, and I didn't do sports. I mean, you got Johnny and you got Pete and you got all these guys, but I didn't want to do sports. And if I did one, I can't do Pete, not Johnny, and I can't, you know, so I kept
it. That's hard. Ask the Ring of Honor people. It's hard.
I got Ezra Charles. And ironically, this claw guy, Scott Sheridan, calls me up a month ago. He said, Jeff, we're doing a movie. We're going to do a documentary, and I'm involved. He's in Los Angeles now, about Ezra Charles. I said, whoa. So I said, well, I want you to give me more of the background because they researched him. I want to get more than what I saw online. So he helped me. We're doing Albert Sabin, the polio vaccine, the Heimlich maneuver.
Carl Linder, Paul Brown.
And Phil Heimlich, not only that, personally instructed our employees at the precinct on how to do the Heimlich maneuver. Okay? We didn't mess around. We had Mr. Heimlich, the inventor of it. And so we have Carl Linder, who I wouldn't have gone anywhere without, and what he's done for this city. Who else did you say?
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
We got Bootsy Collins.
Yep.
Okay. Cincinnati. Born and bred. You know,
I think the coolest thing about this room, though, is so he mentioned Frank Stanton. Frank Stanton's a local artist that's unbelievably talented. And so he's been doing the large scale Art Deco kind of Tamara de Lampica, canvases he's doing at all of the Jeff Ruby Steakhouses. And we've gotten to know him. I feel like blessed because I get to know him and get inside his head. So he did, I mean, they're like gold leaf, gorgeous portraits that are just They're huge, but it's a big piece of that room. But again, there's a Somm room that we're doing.
And the Jeff Ruby room's gold leaf too. The ceiling's gold leaf.
Ceiling. I think the artist is there next week painting the ceiling. So it's going to be a photo finish. Yes, if we're on time.
Right, yeah.
We're on time, I think.
Are you worried?
I think you're always worried at this point. You walk in and you're like, how is this going to be a restaurant in a few weeks? I think we're going to be there. And actually, this would be the first restaurant that we didn't like delay it by a week or 2 weeks. And when, but, it's not an option. We're going to make it, and we're excited.